Paulette, PAULETTE, Washington, WASHINGTON, 7/15/51. Today's 1/2/24. This is a 72-year-old black woman who describes herself as happily divorced. She lives by herself. She has one child. She's originally from New Orleans. She used to be a provider, has been a provider most of her life. period. She hasn't worked since 2009 after the death of her mom and dad, after mom's death, because she's been very depressed and has not been able to. Period. She suffers from CHF, hypertension, PVD, DVT, blood clots. Recently had bilateral AKA in 8/23. She has stent placed in her groin. She's had hysterectomy total and heart stents many times and leg stents, but this did not work and subsequently ended up in having above-the-knee amputation bilaterally. Allergy non-surgery as above, COVID immunizations up to date, family history, heart disease, myocardial infarction, diabetes mellitus. Medication, Neurontin 400 TID, Losartan 100 milligrams a day, aspirin 81 milligrams a day, Robaxin 750 QID, Norvasc 10 milligrams once a day, Plavix 75 milligrams a day, Remeron 15 milligrams a day, Lipitor 80 milligrams a day, Prilosec 20 milligrams a day, and Tylenol on the PRN. Patient also has been on oxycodone, OxyContin, Tramadol for control her pain, but she doesn't have any at this time. Her review of system, weight loss. She used to weigh 140 pounds. Now she weighs 101 pounds. Part of that is because of the above-the-knee amputation, weakness, shortness of breath. She continues to have chest pain. Patient has the symptoms of angina. When AKA took place in August of this past year, she was told that they can no longer help her with any cardiac evaluation. She still has a risk for CABG, and there's no other stent procedure that can be performed on this woman. So she has angina with any type of activity. She doesn't use oxygen. She continues to smoke. She also has severe pain. She's actually shaking in pain from time because she's all out of her pain medication. It's very difficult for her to get to the physician's office. She doesn't want to go to the doctor's office anymore and wants to be kept at home and taken care of at home till she passes. Period. Blood pressure is 120 over 80. Pulse is 6 to 7. Respiration 20. Temperature 97.8. Heart pulses, pump pulses 2 with an S3 gallop. Lungs, few ronchi and rouse. Abdomen soft. Above the knee amputation bilaterally. The stump looked good. There's no sign of infection. Skin shows decreased turgor, mucosa's dry, neurological movement of all four extremities. Assessment, 72-year-old woman with end-stage coronary artery disease, history of CHF, and hypertension, period. In paragraph, number 2, peripheral vascular disease, severe to the point that it has caused 2 above-the-knee amputation. Number 3, history of anemia. Number 4, severe pain. Number 5, unstable angina. Number 6, history of blood clots resulting in above-the-knee amputation bilaterally. Number 7, weakness. Next one is weight loss. Next one is shortness of breath. Next one is unstable angina. Next one is difficulty sleeping. Next one is pain needs to be addressed. Next one is hypertension controlled. Next one is continue with current medication for her heart disease, including aspirin and Plavix. Next number, patient would like to be cared at home and not to ever leave her house, and the only thing she wants is pain medication. Thank you.